everyone, and welcome back to the Barely Bookish Podcast. Today we are continuing on with Wuthering Heights, and I'm once again joined by Jen from In Her Good Books.
Hello.
Man, do we have a lot to talk about?
I'm so happy about it. Oh, this chunk of the book and then the one that we'll be talking about on the next episode are my favorite things of all time.
Yeah. Like, very soap opera-ish right now.
Yes. Yeah. I don't love drama in my life, but I really love reading it in this book.
I love other people's drama.
Yes. It makes me so full of joy, and mm-hmm. I'm just laughing along in my life as I'm listening to it in my ears. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we are on chapter 6. We start off, Mr. Henley rolls up with a wife, and I was like, oh.
I didn't even remember that he was gone.
Yeah. I also kind of forgot he was gone.
I forgot about him, I think.
Yeah. Like, he goes to college, and then the dad dies, and he comes home and has a wife. And everyone's mm-hmm. like, oh, okay.
And she's, like, really sickly and...
Yeah.
Waifish. And
she's also, like, a ray of sunshine, which is mm-hmm. adorable.
Yeah, so everyone... Well, I don't say everyone really likes her, but she really wants everyone to like her. She's... Mm-hmm. Her trying to talk to Catherine is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. First off, is this lady just bawling her eyes out because she sees everyone wearing black, and she's like, one day I might die, and I'm like, oh.
I know, yeah, I know. Yeah, she's too delicate.
Mm-hmm.
She's not too delicate. People are allowed to be delicate, but she's very much more delicate than this household.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's basically living in a shameless household, you know? Like, Shameless, a TV show. Mm-hmm. Living in that situation, and she is but a flower.
Yes. Do we ever hear her name?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So I'm pretty sure the only people who have names are the ones that have H names, and then Catherine's mm-hmm. in the whole book.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, we get Edgar's name. Edgar. Is it Lipton? Because I keep saying Lipton like the tea.
Linton.
Linton.
Lipton works, though, too.
I know. I think I might just be craving tea, not going to lie to you, but... So, Henley sends Heathcliff outside and says he's now a laborer.
And Heathcliff goes along with it.
Like, I just imagine that your brother you haven't seen in, like, years. Your dad dies, and he rolls up. He's like, all right, I'm man of the house now. My house. Get outside, you peasant. And everyone's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, like, what? May as well go along with it, I guess.
Yeah, and Heathcliff doesn't really put up that much of a fight.
I just think he's bizarre. Like, whatever. Like, what else was I going to do with my day, I guess?
That's true. He's kind of adaptable.
Yeah. He rolls with it.
Yeah. Until he doesn't anymore, but that's not yet.
Yeah. I mean, I also don't think I would put up with it at all, ever, to be honest. Like, I don't think I would have been like, yeah, sure, let me just leave all my fine, fancy clothes inside and... I'm gonna go sit in the farm now.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Like, you would be hard pressed to get me to go outside and work on a farm. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I would. But I would be doing it for my own joy and not because my brother kicked me out.
I like gardening.
There's a difference, like, for sure.
Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna tend to a horse. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, that thing's bigger than I am, and I'm not going to be involved with that situation.
No, I don't blame you. Horses are scary.
Yeah, I respect them from a distance. I think they're pretty. I'm not gonna go brush out a horse.
No. No, no.
No. So then the lady telling the story, Mrs. Dean, is like, yeah, the kids deserve to be abused because they're not well behaved. It's like, oh.
Sometimes like the things that she says is like, what? But I think it's funny because she's also the one telling the whole story. So it's kind of like, how reliable are you, Mrs. Dean?
Literally. And like the other thing too is that like she's basically their age. So like she's taking care of them. But like imagine if you put a 15-year-old in charge of another 15-year-old.
It would not go well.
No. Like you expect someone to be more mature than the other person they're watching out for? No.
No. What was I gonna say? I don't know. Never mind. Continue. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know about this whole situation and her being in charge and everything. I'm like, I don't know about that.
No, I don't agree. I mean, I agree with you. I don't agree with the situation.
Yeah. So Heathcliff and basically let Catherine get captured by this family that they were making fun of. They like creep over there in the middle of the night, sit outside their windows and laugh at them for being like spoiled, I guess.
Yeah. They go to Thrushcross Grange, which is the only house anywhere near them. But if they're the only house anywhere near them, I feel like they would have gone over there eventually anyways, because Heathcliff and Catherine are just these wild kids that just play outside all day together.
But like, imagine your kid literally just likes going for walks and you're like, wow, what a wild child.
I know.
That's the energy I'm getting.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, they just look up in their windows, see them eating, sitting by the fire, and they're like, what a bunch of losers.
The only thing is they did like injure a puppy, and that was sad.
Yeah.
But like also they're just like very spoiled children. And then they capture Catherine. They make Heathcliff come inside and they're like, what is this gypsy child like doing? And I'm like, why are we calling this kid a gypsy? But okay.
Yeah, there's a very long passage of them just outlining all the reasons why he's a gypsy.
Yeah.
And
it's uncomfortable. I think gypsy's a slur in here, though, right?
Yeah. Well, it definitely is now, and there it was, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because it was kind of, like, darker in skin color.
I'm like, oh. Nope. Don't do that.
No.
This kid got a tan from being outside, and they're like, call the police.
Yes. Yeah, Catherine got attacked by a dog that saw them. Yeah. And so then she's so sick that she has to stay there for 5 weeks.
Yeah, because they like busted her ankle too. So she gets like sick and her ankle busted by this dog biting her. And then they're like, all right, I guess you have to live here now.
But like the houses are, I think they describe it as 4 miles apart or something. Like it's not. I mean, it's the olden days, so you'd have to go on a horse, but surely someone could have went and got her or brought her home in that time. Yeah.
I mean, have you ever sprained your ankle before?
No.
Okay. That's pretty bad. And I'll say this. You would not have caught me hobbling it on a horse. Like, that thing hurt. I sat in a rolly chair for like 2 weeks straight with that thing. Because I never went to the doctor or anything because that costs money. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, I'll suffer through it. But I couldn't put any weight on it at all. I had to go down one like tiny little step to get into my parents' shower. And like had to like hop it and I couldn't make that happen. So I had to like crawl on there. Yeah. If they told me to get on the horse and buggy, I'd be like, no. I'll stay here, actually.
Well, I think the Lintons have a carriage, so I think someone could have made it happen.
Yeah. I feel like the bouncing. I believe.
I don't know. Maybe. There was one time recently where I was going down the stairs and my ankle just kind of like clicked weird or like twinged. Yeah. And I was like, this is the end of me. I could not. I was like, I'm falling down the stairs now. There's no way that I can live through this. So yeah, no, I understand. I couldn't put my weight on my ankle in that moment. So yeah, actual injury. Okay.
Yeah. I also think she's just like probably going to fake it for a bit for the fact that she does not want to go home. And no. I feel that. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, they do have a mansion and they are rich and that is much nicer. Plus, when she does come back, she's now refined.
Mm-hmm.
So she got her education there in 5 weeks of how to be a lady.
I like the idea that they basically sent her back with like Gucci bags. And they're like... They send her back to her middle class family with like Louis Vuittons and Gucci bags, and they're like, all right, go back and blend back in.
Yeah, and you have to carry on like this even if you can't afford it,
literally. So Henley's pissed that Catherine got stuck there and decides to put Heathcliff on even a tighter leash than ever before once Catherine returns home. He's like, you're not allowed to see her. And I'm like, bro.
Come on.
What? Like, you guys live in the same house. How's that gonna work? So then we're on to chapter 7. So, as we mentioned, Kathy stays at the neighbor's house for 5 full weeks. And even when she gets home, her attitude's supposedly improved. Heathcliff's still a wild child, and now Henley's calling him a servant. Like, imagine this kid you're, like, fully raised with, and then suddenly, like, one day you're just like, yeah, no, just kidding. Like,
yeah. Henley's, he's actually pretty much the worst.
Yeah. I hope he gets killed off soon.
I think, yes, eventually that will happen.
Yeah.
Not soon enough.
Heathcliff kills him. That's my that's my hope for this book. So Catherine gets home. Heathcliff has not bathed in weeks. And that's
pretty much the whole time she was gone.
Like, I like the idea that he's basically doing the elephant thing where you do like dust baths.
Yes. He's just out in the stables where he now lives and yeah, he's just
sleeping on hay and all that.
Yeah.
So, Heathcliff's taking it super seriously that he's not allowed to see Kathy. He won't even go and see her when Henley's not watching, which I just think is interesting. Like, I don't really understand his point here. I don't know if it's to keep himself from being punished or what the plan is. Like, I don't know.
Catherine and Heathcliff have a pretty toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Though I love it. It's okay. But I think he's kind of like, he's punishing her. She went away. She left him.
Yeah.
And now look what you've done to me. I am this heathen. You know, I will not spend time with you. I will not allow it, you know? And she's like, why? Blah, blah, blah. So.
Iconic.
I think that's it. But
Probably. He's like, he's being very dramatic about it. He's like not answering anybody. He's just brushing a horse.
Yeah.
So the Linton family comes over. Heathcliff decides that he's going to shower and he's going to make it up to Catherine. They're going to be friends. Everything's going to go back to the way it was.
Really? He just wants to look better than Edgar.
Edgar. Oh, yeah. 100%.
He's like, oh, he's... crap. Now the prince is coming over and I look like this. It's not like funny anymore.
He's doing his whole like workout montage, you know. Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, like teen dramas when they're like the photo pinned to the dartboard.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Basketball hoop one corner, dartboard with Edgard's face on it the other.
Yeah. He will defeat him.
Oh yeah. So then Heathcliff runs into Hindley before he can even make it into the gathering room. Hindley loses his mind. And he's like, "You're not allowed to go in there. Absolutely not. Like, you're a servant now." And Heathcliff's like, "Bro, what?" And then Edgar walks in the room. And it's like, "Oh yeah, your hair is like really messy." And Heathcliff just takes a, like, what I'm assuming is like a boiling pot of hot applesauce and just overturns it to him, like fully sloshes it onto his face.
That is exactly what happened. Except for then he wasn't actually injured. And I was like, come on. He would so have a burn funny. On him somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, full temper tantrum.
I love when someone gets like a drink poured on them.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like whenever in a movie, TV show, whatever, a girl finds out her boyfriend's been cheating on her or her husband's been cheating on her, whatever, and she just takes a drink and throws it in his face. Oh
yeah, so good.
So good.
I think I like it even more if someone, they just pour it over their head slowly and they're just sit there and take it because they know.
That's also good.
I deserve this.
Also good. Something about that moment's even better, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it's just the no reaction and just like the falling and being like, damn.
But hot applesauce, that's pretty extreme. And Kathy's just like, Catherine's like, why did you make him mad?
Yeah.
why are you doing this to him? I was like, dude, he needs to chill. I mean, Edgar is kind of a ass, but
yeah,
still, hot applesauce. That's serious.
Like, this kid could have gone, like, seriously burned and whatever, you know?
Yep, disfigured, killed, maybe. Depending on how much was thrown and where, but yep.
Heathcliff would have been like, yeah, redeemed. So then, as if nothing at all happened, everyone except Heathcliff sits down for dinner, very casually. So, Heathcliff says he's planning his revenge on Hindley that night. And he's like, one day, I'm gonna get revenge, and I hope I can do it before he dies. And I'm like, damn, okay.
Yeah, see, this is when you treat your servants and your brothers badly and then continue to live in the same house as them with no help anywhere around you. It's risky.
Literally. And soon he starts threatening to kill everyone. I'm like,
Be nice to Heathcliff.
Literally.
Come on.
So, Mrs. Dean is trying to just skip through all the juicy details. She's like, all right, that's enough of that. And Lockwood's like, no, sit back down.
Yeah, no. She's like, I'm going to skip ahead 3 years. And he's like, how about not?
Yeah, how about you don't do that? And she's like, okay, if you want to gossip more. And he's like, yes, please. Please sit back down.
Yeah.
So then we are on to chapter 8. Hindley's wife is ill because she gave birth to a son. Which is apparently how every woman has to go out, I guess.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. So, Hindley's trying to convince the world that she's not dying. Like, she's literally wayfish, and he's like, you're strong and full of life.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't breathe.
The doctor's like, she only has a little, like, a month to live. And he's like, no.
No.
Actually not.
Sorry, that's just incorrect. I don't really know what to tell you here.
Up until, like, her actual last breath, Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I guess it's not reasonable, but understandable. He was a terrible man, but he apparently loved his wife, so that's nice, at least.
I mean, I guess it's one thing he's got going for him.
Guess so.
So, the baby's name is Harrington?
Harrington.
Harrington?
Harrington, yeah.
Like keratin.
Yes.
The hair treatment.
But okay. With hair.
With hair. Once the baby died, not the baby, sorry. Once the wife died, the baby completely becomes Mrs. Dean's problem. He wants nothing to do with this baby at all.
No.
I mean, I guess it's hard if your partner dies to, like, look at the kid, you know?
Yeah.
But
I think probably especially in the 1800s when you're not usually the one that's supposed to be doing anything with them as the father.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, he extra was like, no. Get that kid away from me.
Pretty much, like, one hand immediately to Mrs. Dean.
Yeah.
So, at this point, he has driven all of the servants out. All that are left is Mrs. Dean and Joseph. And apparently Heathcliff, I guess.
Yeah. Yes. Joseph. Once again, throughout these chapters, could not understand a single thing he was saying.
Nope. Zero clue.
I couldn't even.
So. Picked up at one point, he tried to insinuate that Heathcliff might be in a ditch, and that's all I got. Like, it was like, religious nonsense, moving on.
Yeah. So, pretty much just skipped him again, as usual. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Edgar Linton is the only one who keeps visiting after Henley has dragged literally everyone away. Like, all of their neighbors, all of their friends, every single person.
Yep.
Catherine is actively stuck between Edgar and Heathcliff, and they do not like each other at all, and she's trying to be, quote, friends, unquote, with both of them. So, Mrs. Dean said Heathcliff stopped learning and basically has turned into a complete slob since all he does is work all the time.
Yeah, I guess he tried to keep up with his studies a little bit to keep up with Catherine, but it was impossible.
I mean, when you're, like, being forced to be a laborer.
Yeah. You don't have time for school.
What time are you going to have? You don't have any downtime.
Yeah.
So, Heathcliff comes inside, and he's like, oh, hey, Catherine, you want to hang out? And why do you look so nice? And Catherine's like, you need to go back outside. Go do labor. Go do anything else. And he's like, we literally don't hang out at all anymore. Like, I have a calendar going of all the days you hang out with Edgar and all the days you hang out with me. And if you see right here, oh, look, that's none. None for me.
This actual calendar hanging on the wall behind her.
Like, oh my God. I'm just imagining every time she leaves the room, he, like, puts a cross on it.
No. And she's kind of like, well, you don't have anything to say, and you're just dumb, so why would I want to hang out with you anyways? Like, Catherine, you are such a jerk.
Like, what 15-year-old mean girl energy we're getting right now?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Like, I keep forgetting that she is actively 15.
Yeah. So, when you went, because when I was reading it, and she was, I think, like, 13, when the dog bit her kind of thing, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. These are actual kids. These are children. Yeah. Yeah.
Literally. Like, I always think it's so funny when you're reading, like, older books like this, when they're like, yeah, I'm a grown woman. I need to get married. And it's like, you're, like, 16.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's like, no, let's just wait 10 years. Oh, wait, then you're old. You're an old spinster by then.
Yeah, I'm 27 years old. I got no money, no prospects.
Yeah.
Kathy gets mad that Mrs. Dean is cleaning in the room while her and Edgar are hanging out, and she's, like, actively trying to get herself alone with him. And I'm like, girl, No.
Yeah, well, she's supposed to kind of, like, chaperone them or something, but
mm-hmm.
she's like, but, well, I'm not just going to sit here and do nothing. I'm going to do my duties.
Yeah. She's like, I got a job to do. I don't have time to just hang out with you.
Yeah.
So then Kathy pinches her. Mrs. Dean decides this is her opportune time. Screams bloody murder. Shows the welt to Edgar, who's then like, oh my god.
This is really awkward.
Yeah. And now Harrington is crying because Mrs. Dean is crying. Everybody's yelling. Edgar's like, all right, I'm gonna go. And I'm not coming back. Kathy starts bawling. And then she's like, I can't believe you're going to leave me. And Edgar falls for it. Yeah. And now they're in love.
Yes. That sealed the bond between them. Her yeah. huge tantrum and violent act. Because Mrs. Dean was like, I thought this would be a chance to show him what she was really like. She's like, yeah. But dang it, it brought them closer.
Like, it's already formulating to me that Edgar's probably going to be a terrible person, so.
Well, he's... he gets kind of funny.
He's something. He's something, all right.
Just wait.
So then we are on to chapter 9. So when Hindley gets home, Mrs. Dean has to go hide Harrington in a cupboard so that he does not see him. And I'm like, oh no.
That's not great. No.
No. Like, he's like level 10 abusive. Yeah. So.
Well, I think he becomes a drunk and gambles and is just all around not he's already he started off not good, and then his wife died and he really took a turn.
Yeah. So then he starts telling Mrs. Dean that he's planning to kill every member of this family with a gun, and we're all supposed to be cool with that.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Apparently. Dean's like, probably not. I don't think you will do that. And he's like, no, I'm going to in your bed tonight, you know. He's like telling her his great plan, and then he's also like, also give me my son. And Mrs. Dean's like, no. Yeah. And then he just like yanks Harrington out of the cupboard. Harrington's actively trying to escape. He ends up dropping this kid, quote, accidentally, unquote, off of the banister down to like the first floor. Just so like happens that... Heathcliff. Oh, sorry.
No, keep going.
Just so happens Heathcliff's standing underneath it and catches this kid, but he almost killed his son.
It's insane. It's very stressful.
Yeah. And then. Mrs. Dean, like, makes a side remark about how if it was nighttime, Heathcliff probably would have let the kid die. I was like, what?
What do you mean?
Like, ma'am, what?
But then, again, she's telling the story. She's flourishing it as... she will. She have, you know, I think she was around for a lot of stuff. Like,
yeah.
There's no way she could be around for all of these instances.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's only the two servants in the entire house, so she kind of has to be around everything.
Maybe.
But, because, I mean, what's Joseph doing, honestly?
What is he doing?
Like, he's just, I don't, like, it doesn't seem like anybody's running their household, so...
They need to get rid of Joseph. Definitely get rid of Hindley.
Yeah.
And then maybe things would be okay.
Like, I feel like they're implying that they are, like, farmers or something based on the kind of work that Heathcliff is having to do. But, like, So if they lost their entire staff, like, Heathcliff's got to be pulling all-nighters. Like, what is happening? What are they doing, you know?
Yeah. And if they're, like, living out on the moors, it doesn't really seem like a more, like, a good farmland.
Yeah. I don't know if they're actually farmers, but they implied, like, he's going outside to work.
Yeah. It's got to be something.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on.
Hareton, how old is this baby that's being pulled and thrown at this point?
So she went to the Liptons at 13. Like, this baby's probably about a year and a half at this point. Because we know when she gets married, he's 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. So then, Heathcliff and Dean and Mrs. Dean end up going to Mrs. Dean's room. Heathcliff decides to, like, lay down on the couch and basically, like, chill out from the events of the day. As he's laying down and she's by the door, Kathy walks in and she's like, "Hey, you alone?" And, like, Mrs. Dean basically, like, kind of looks back and it's like, "Yeah."
Oh, I'm like, gosh. Okay. Yeah. Doesn't go that good.
So, Mrs. Dean lies and is like, "Yeah, come on in, whatever." And then she, like, reiterates to Lockwood, who's listening to this entire story, that she, like, actively hates Catherine. She's like, "Also, remember, I hate her."
Okay. Oh, yes. Yes, she does. Then
Kathy's like, "Hey, can you keep a secret?" And Mrs. Dean, basically out of the corner of her eye, looks at Heathcliff. And she's like, "Yeah, sure." She's like, "Yeah, Edgar proposed, and you just need to not tell anybody." And we're like, oh. And she's like, "I want your opinion on if I made the right decision by accepting him." And, like, Mrs. Dean's like, "Do you, like, love him?" And she's like, "Well, I like that he's young and rich."
Yeah. He's like, "What are the reasons?" All these reasons like that. But yeah, but why do you love him? "Well, everything that I just said. Young, rich, nice."
Yeah.
Like, well, if you think those are good reasons to marry someone, then yes, you're making the right choice.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, "And then I also feel like it's a bad idea." She's like, "Why would you think it's a bad idea?" And she's like, "Well, I can't ever marry Heathcliff." Heathcliff leaves. She's like, "But I'm in love with him."
Yeah, she says, what was it? "Marrying him would degrade me. Marrying Heathcliff would degrade me," or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, immediately Heathcliff is gone.
Yep.
And then she goes long tangent about how much she loves him.
Yeah.
Dang it! Shoot.
I've heard that saying, though, that line where she says that our souls are the same or something.
Yeah, the best quote ever.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I've heard that so many times.
My romantic heart. It goes, what is it? Oh, well, there's two in this whole speech that are the best. Mm-hmm. I got it. "He shall never know that I love him, and that not because he's handsome, but because he's more myself than I am. Whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same." So good. Yeah. I love it.
I feel like I've heard that so many times.
Yeah, it's like the famous line. And then there's this one. If all else perished and he remained, I should still continue to be. And if all else remained and he were annihilated, the universe would turn to a mighty stranger. Those are the two famous Wuthering Heights lines. Because she just goes into this whole tangent about how they're meant to be, and she loves him so much, and she would marry him if she could, but she can't. And I think they're both terrible.
Yep.
But they're also
siblings.
Yes, they're also kind of siblings. But I love them. I love their drama love.
Mm-hmm.
Brings me joy.
It's always funny being like, okay, you guys are technically siblings, but I guess you're not, so sure, I guess.
Definitely grown up as siblings. But, oh well.
But yikes.
I guess that's, well, that's, I guess, probably not the reason why she can't marry him. It's more that he's a gypsy and a servant, and Hindley would throw them both out.
Yeah. But... Yeah, Mrs. Dean being terrible this entire time, also. The whole time. She's just like, yeah, okay. He deserves better than you, though. Like, using every opportunity to basically roast her.
Yeah, and also, he just walked out of this room.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy's like, what? When did he leave? What did he hear?
Yeah.
She's like, well...
Oh, and she tells Mrs. Dean that her entire plan is to marry Edgar and then bring Heathcliff with her and have a two-for-one moment.
Yeah, she's gonna help, or, like, take care of Heathcliff. And Mrs. Dean's like, yeah, with your husband's money? Like, he isn't gonna go for that.
And she's like, I don't foresee that working. And then... Mrs. Dean's like, yeah, he probably just heard all of that, the most of it, you know, everything she could hear. I basically did put a microphone right into his ear, or a headphone right into his ear so that he could hear everything you said, you know, very casually.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's no big deal.
No big deal.
Oh, she loses it, though.
Catherine she loses her mind.
Because Heathcliff is gone. Now he's gone. And no one can find him.
Yeah. And it's downpouring because it has to be, obviously.
Obviously.
And it's been months. Nobody's seen him. Doesn't seem to be ever coming back. Months later, Edgar's parents died. She moves over to that house. 3 years pass. She gets married. Catherine steals Mrs. Dean, also. She's like, yeah, you're coming with me.
Yeah, so Mrs. Dean has been taking care of Hareton this whole time, and now they lose each other, and he is just stuck there with Hindley, and it's really sad.
Yeah. And then... Mrs. Dean's like, all right, well, that's the end of that. So I'm going to go now. It's late. Good night. Bye. Like, enjoy that. And that's how we end the chapter.
Yeah. You know, I think maybe this is the next part, but Lockwood. Mrs. Dean's like, oh, it's late, so I'm going to be done. And Lockwood's just kind of like, yeah, no. I don't have to be up until.
Oh, that was the last part. Which the last like, one.
Yeah. He's like, I don't have to be up until, like, the afternoon, so we're just going to keep going. She's like, but it's 11:30. And he's like, oh, well. And I'm like, poor Mrs. Dean. She probably has to wake up at 3 a.m. or something to start the day.
Yeah. She's, like, looking at her watch, and she's like, if I fell asleep in this chair right now, I could get 2 hours of sleep.
Yes, exactly. Dang, Lockwood. Such a wiener.
But that is all we have for this episode. I am excited to read more, talk about more, get more drama.
I can't
all the good
wait.
Important stuff.
I cannot wait for you to read the next two chapters at least. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah. I'm hype. I'm ready.
Me and Shanna were talking on our podcast about it a little bit, about how she hasn't read it yet. But I keep saying that she should. And she's like, you're making it sound like it's a comedy. And I'm like, well, it's not. She's like, I've never heard Wuthering Heights described as being funny. I'm like, but it is.
But it is.
But it is. It's so funny.
I wouldn't say that it's not a comedy.
It has to be a little bit intentional that this is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some comedic relief, you know?
You know, it's supposed to be this dark romance, and it is, but it's hilarious.
Also funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right. You want to tell the people the internet where they can find you and all the stuff you're on?
Yeah. You guys can find us at In Her Good Books Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And also, you know, look for our podcast, In Her Good Books, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. And we will catch you all right here in 2 weeks with another episode of Wuthering Heights. Bye, everybody.
Bye.